We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Ayin. We touched on this yesterday a little bit, what we're about to say in this paragraph, where Rav Nosson Zal was describing exactly how a pidyon is done, how tzaddikim do a pidyon. And he mentioned two stages. The first stage was the tzaddik, via his knowledge of names of Hashem and Yichudim of the names of Hashem, doing what is necessary to sweeten the din or to eliminate the din in a particular bezdin, or if the person is zeichev, the tzaddik's on a level, in all 24 batei dinim. That's step one. Step one is to try to squash or sweeten the din. Step two is, once that's been done, to bring down a flow of rotzayn. Rotzayn means goodwill on the part of Hashem, favor, chesed. It's the highest levels of kindness of Hashem. And then part of step two or step three is, while that chesed is flowing, while that rotzayn is flowing and the din is out of the way, to make the specific bakosho or bakashot, to make the specific request or requests that he wants to make. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds to that, paragraph ayin, v'zeh b'chinas mash, and Rav Nosson Zal had showed us how this relates to the Kriya Shema and the Shmon Esrei. That the Kriya Shema, the Shema and Baruch Shem, represented the sweetening of the din in the 24 courts. We mentioned that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod has in it 24 letters, Malchus Dina de Malchus Adina. So the Shema and Baruch Shem and the whole Shema and all the brachas surrounding it are all about the Hamtokas Hadinim. And then once that's done, the Goal Yisrael, from Emes V'Yatziv to Goal Yisrael, is opening the faucet, in a sense, on that Rotzoin, to start bringing out a major, major flow of He'oras HaRotzoin, and that's going to open the doors that we need to start our Shmon Esrei, to start actually making our requests. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas mashekosav b'kavonas, tied into what we're learning here, you'll be able to understand what's written in the writings of the Arizal. Usually when he uses the word kavonos, it means either the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim, which is one of the sections of the writings of the Arizal, where he goes through the daily schedule, Shacharis, Mincha, Mariv, and the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim. That's the Pri Etz Chaim. Or we have also the Sefer Shar HaKavonos, which is similar in many ways. There's a lot in each one that's not in the other one, but Shar HaKavonos also follows a similar format, but more detail usually. More detail going through all of that. So usually when he says B'Kavonos, he means one of those two Sfarim. Shebetchilas HaTfilo, that in the beginning of Shmon Esrei, the word tefillah here now, he means Shmon Esrei, nichnosin beheichal kodshei kodoshim. We enter into the place in heaven, kaviyochel, that's called Holy of Holies. Listen to what we're talking about. So he says, in the beginning of Shmon Esrei, we enter into the heichal kodshei kodoshim. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why and how this ties into what we're learning. Ki horotzoin hu bechinas koidesh. Because Rabbeinu Zal had said in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina, which is one of the chapters that this halach is based on, that another word for rotzoin is koidesh, holy. Kama shekosuv al posuk mikro koidesh, ayin shom. As Rabbeinu Zal had explained when he spoke about the holidays, each one of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we're remembering the great miracles that took place on those days. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that a miracle is an example of Hizgalus HaRotzlin. When Hashem performs a miracle, he makes it perfectly clear that there's no such thing as nature and natural laws and sight. Hashem is doing everything, and he can choose to make the sun rise in the morning and set in the evening, or to switch it around, to have the sun rise in the evening and set in the morning, whatever he wants. As soon as miracles are happening, it becomes obvious and extremely clear that, hey, There isn't just some kind of an automatic flow. There's somebody at the controls here, and he's moving all the pieces. So miracles are his galus harotzim. And that's what the holidays are about, especially Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And Rabbein Azal says there that this is why the Torah uses the term Mikroi Kodesh. When it speaks about these holidays, it calls them Mikroi Kodesh. Likro means to call or to announce, to call somebody up to the, to invite somebody up to. So Mikroi Kodesh, Rabbein Azal says that the holidays proclaim Hashem's holiness, meaning they proclaim Ratzon. They proclaim, they magnify and clarify to us the fact that everything is going on only according to the Ratzon of Hashem. So we see that the term Ratzon and Kodesh can be used interchangeably. Hainu. So therefore, when the Arizal says that in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, we are entering into the Heichal Kodshei HaKadoshim, Hainu, this means, Kishemegalin Shehakoil Misnaheg Rak Biritzoinoi, when we make it clear and obvious and broadcast this fact that everything is being conducted only according to the will and control of Hashem, Ve'ein Shum Teva Klal, and there's nothing automatic, there's nothing that has to be, you know. Kigam hateva misnaheges bertsoinoi. Because we said earlier that teva also is rotsoin Hashem, is also happening because Hashem is willing it to happen that way. Hashem is willing the sun to rise in the morning. That's why it's rising in the morning. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that Kigam hateva misnaheges beretzoinoi. The teva is also an example of rotzoin of Hashem. However, ze bechinas kodesh. That level of revelation of Hashem's rotzoin is called kodesh. It's holy. Kize ikur kedushas yisborach. Because this is the real holiness and greatness of Hashem. Kishemegalin ho emunah kedusha. When we reveal and broadcast Hashem in a way that people can believe in Him. Shehakoil b'rtzoino yisborach levad. That everything is only a demonstration of Hashem's will. So that's teva, that's regular, that's standard. Avol, whereas, kishe Yisroel oimdim lehispalel. When the Jewish people get up to daven to Hashem, umevatlin hateva, and they affect changes in teva, we see results sometimes, things that are definitely very unnatural and not normal. Wow, guess what happened? I wanted this in this jar, and something totally out of the ordinary happened. My name was 600th on the list, and for some reason they decided to change the list. They lost the list, and they picked out my name, and that's how I got picked, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So when Jews get up to be mispalel, and they override the teva, they eliminate the teva, she'oz nizgala beyoiser, then it's revealed even more so, she'hakoil bertzoyna yisborach, that everything is rotzoyn Hashem, she'boro umekayim umanig ho'oilam b'shvil Yisroel. And what is the rotzoyn of Hashem? The rotzoyn of Hashem is that He created and continues to maintain the world and everything in it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That's the opening word in the Torah, Bereshis. And the Gemara and the Medrash say, Bishvil Reshis. Because of Reshis, Hashem created heaven and earth. What is Reshis? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reshis Tevuasoi. The Jewish people are called Reshis. So when it's made obvious and clear to everybody that everything is being done through the Ratzon of Hashem, and that the Jewish people have the power, sheyesh lohem koyach b'tfilosom, that the Jews have the power through their tefillah, lasois ritzoinoi kirtzoinom, to modify the Ratzon of Hashem. The standard Ratzon of Hashem is teva. Teva is a display of Hashem's Ratzon. When the Jewish people show that through their tefillah, they can change the Ratzon of Hashem to conform with what they want, with what the Jewish people want or the Jewish people need, oz nizgale kedushasoi beyoser, then that's a higher level kiddush Hashem. That's a higher level of kiddusha, when it's made perfectly clear to everybody that the Jewish people are Hashem's chosen people, and that's He really created the entire world for them, and He's willing to change nature to make things abnormal, irregular, for the benefit of the Jews. Then Hashem's kiddusha is revealed even more so. Bebechinas kodesh kodoshim. That's referred to as Holy of Holies. If the ordinary revelation of Ratzon Hashem is called Kodesh, then this is called Kodesh Kodoshim. Bechinas Toisefes Kedusha Al Kedusha. This is this is adding holiness to holiness. This is displaying Hashem's Ratzon much more clearly. Kize Iker Hizgalus Kedushas Eis Baruch. And now Rav Nosson Zal makes that clear statement that this is the real revelation of Hashem's holiness, kisheroyin hakoil, when the entire world sees koyach tfilas Yisrael, the power of the tfilah of the Jewish people, shehem keser Hashem Yisborach, that the tfilos of the Jewish people are the crown of Hashem. That's how we are mamlech Hashem through our tfilah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that Rav Nosson Zal quotes not so often, but very, very important, where it says that the Jews will call out to Hashem, usechabdonani, and you will be ukrain yikraini ba'est sara usechabdenani. It's something like that, almost that when we daven to Hashem, especially at a time of need, and our tefillah is successful, that's the ikur kovoid of Hashem. That really makes it clear to everybody that, again, no teva, no automatic, no, but rather Hashem is in the control, and His control is focused on the benefit of Klal Yisrael. K'may Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, u'k'may shekosuv, and also as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 22, v'ato kodosh, you Hashem are holy, yoshev tehilos Yisrael. Kaviyochel Hashem is sitting on the praises, on the tefilos of Klal Yisrael. She'ikar kiddushos Yisborach. The main holiness of Hashem is heim tefilos utehilos Yisrael, the praises and prayers of the Jewish people. V'alkein nikro ha'hechel shel hascholas ha'tefilo kodshei kodoshim. And that's why the place in heaven which Jews connect to when we start the Shmon Esrei, which is the climax of the whole tefillah, which is a composite of all aspects of our tefillah, is called the Heichal of Kodshei Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies. Because it's through this part of the tefillah especially that we hope to close the deal, Kaviyochel, with Hashem, to finalize whatever we've been building up to in Karbonos and Psukei Dezimra and the Berachos Kriyashma. This is going to close all of it, and this is going to finalize our tefillah to Hashem, which is going to result in a Yeridas Shefa, a flow of kindness, Ratzon on the part of Hashem, in giving us what we need, even when it requires changing Teva. Now, in this next paragraph, paragraph Ayin Aleph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain two places in the tefillah where we have Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Paragraph Ayin Aleph, the Alkein, and based on what we've just explained, the standard and the above standard, Iker Seder Kiddusha, Oimrim Beshas HaTfila. The main Kiddusha we recite in the Shmon Esrei, Dahainu Kishechoizrin HaTfila Basora, meaning if you were davening with a minion and there is a chazan, when the chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei, then we have what's called Kedusha, in which we say, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi. And we also say, Yimloi Hashem Lioilom. We crown Hashem. Vehi Chashuva Mikedusha Shebeyotzer. And this Kedusha that's recited as part of the Chazoras Hashatz is a higher level than the Kiddusha that we said earlier when we were davening the Birchas Kriya Shema. In the Bracha Yotzer Avayr Choshech, Shegam Hayochid Oimra, whereby that Kadosh, 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 even if you're davening without a minion, you're permitted to say it. The Nikreis Kiddusha Demiyushov. That Kiddusha is called the Kiddusha that's said when you're sitting down, when you're seated, versus the other one, which you must stand for. Now, just as a side note, the first Kiddusha, the one that's said in Yotzer Oyer, is called Kiddusha Demiyushov. It's not as obligatory to sit during that as it is to stand when you're doing the Kiddusha of Chazoras Hashatz. That's halacha, major, major halacha, that you must stand during Kiddusha of the Chazoras Hashatz. However, it is important to note that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, the Arizal especially, he takes us through the different phases in Tefillah, Karbonos, Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriyashma, and the Shmon Esrei, and he shows the correspondence between those four phases and the four worlds. That Karbonos corresponds to the Olam Huasiya, Psukei Dezimra corresponds to the Olam Hayitzira, which is called the world of the angels. From Baruchu till Shmon Esrei, the Birchas Kriyashma corresponds to the Olam HaBriya, which is also referred to as the throne of Hashem. And the Arizal says, that's why we sit during that part of the tefillah. After Baruchu and Shachris, from Yotzer Oyer V'Rechoshech and Kriya Shema until the words Tehilos Lekel Elyon, a few lines before the Shmon Esrei. At that word Tehilos, the Tikkuni Zohar and the Arizal say that's where you stand, and they explain why. It's good to know this information, to know because in general, it is preferred, if for those that can, it's very special when a person stands during tefillah. Those people, I remember Rav Rosenfels used to tell us, those people who can stand throughout Psukei Dezimra, it's very good if you can. It's not obligatory, it's extra credit in a sense, it's special. However, even those who do that, even those who like to stand, etc., for that part of the tefillah after Baruch Hu till Shmon Esrei, the Arizal says that because that corresponds to the Olam HaBriya, which is called the Kisei, we sit. Again, that doesn't mean if a person stands, Chas V'Shalom, he's not Yotzei. If a person's feeling very tired, let's say, and they're afraid if they sit, they're going to fall asleep, then of course they're allowed to stand, etc. Just giving a piece of information because he mentioned the Kiddusha Demiyushav. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the difference between these two kadoshes. Ki kedusha shebeyotzer, because the first one, which even a private individual says, even when you're davening beyechidus, you say it as part of your tefillah. Hi bechinas shemesaprim seder hakedusha shel hamalochim. There, when we're praising Hashem, we're saying kadosh, 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 we're quoting the angels. We're saying that this is what the angels say every day. They say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Shemakdishim shmo yisborach, they glorify, they sanctify the name of Hashem be'emo ubeyira, with awe and respect and fear. Umegalin, and they broadcast this fact, shehu yisborach manig olamoy beretzonoy, that Hashem runs the world according to the way he wants. Again, that teva is also a display of ratzon of Hashem. That even when the malachim are doing their standard jobs, the daily jobs that they have, to bring the sun out and to bring all the different things, that's also holy. That's also a display of ratzon Hashem. It's not automated. It's not automatic. It's clear ratzon Hashem. Kemay shekosuv, as we say, Kadosh, 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 v'targumoi, and the targum on that is Kaddish b'shmei maroimo ilo, that this is the Kaddish that's being recited upstairs in heaven by the angels. And I'm sorry, we're saying Kaddish b'shmei maroimo, that Hashem is holy up in heaven, and Kaddish alara, he is also holy down on earth. Hainu, what are we actually saying? Shekidushosoi lemalo ulamata, that Hashem's holiness is being displayed upstairs and downstairs. Ki hu yisporach manhig hakoil bertsoini, meaning that Hashem is running everything the way He wants it to be. Sheze ikar hakedusha, that's the main holiness of Hashem. Bechinas mikra kodesh, as Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likut Imran. Vize bechinas gimel pomim kodosh, and now you'll understand also why we say the word kodosh three times, keneged shalosh regolim, corresponding to the three holidays. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the three holidays are the major times of his galus haratzon, of this, which are called mikroi kodesh. Aval kedusha shebetfila, whereas the kedusha that's recited when you have a minyan, and when the chazan is repeating the Shmona Esrei, and as part of the repetition he says nakdishach or nekadesh, and in there's a kodosh kodosh, govoya yoiser veyoiser, that's on a much much higher level than the previous one. And therefore it can't be said unless you have 10 people. Why? Ki kedusha shebetfila, ze bechinas hizgalus kedushosoi shemizgala al yidei tfilos Yisrael. Because that kadosh, kadosh, kadosh has nothing to do with the angels. It has nothing to do with Teva. That kadosh is coming from us. Shmona Esrei is the Jewish people. This is the ultimate example of Tfilas Yisrael. Sheyesh lohem koyach leshanois hateva. And what we're announcing in that kadosh kadosh, when we're saying that everything is Ratzon Hashem, and part of Hashem's Ratzon is that He sometimes gives us over the controls. Sometimes Hashem gets out of the driver's seat and says, "You win, Klal Yisrael. Go ahead. Make whatever turns you want, make whatever adjustments you want to make to help you, to help Klal Yisrael." So the Kiddush over there is announcing Ratzon of Hashem, the Ratzon of Hashem, the non-standard Ratzon of Hashem, the miracle Ratzon of Hashem, the Ratzon of Hashem that's affected by Tfilos Yisrael. Sheyesh lam koyach leshanois hateva, that we have the ability to change teva, hamisnaheges birtzonoi, this teva, which is also an example of Ratzon Hashem, velasois ritzonoi kirtzonom. And we have the ability to modify Hashem's Ratzon to accommodate our Ratzon, our personal needs. Sheze ikar kedushasoi. That's the real glory of Hashem. The kanal, as we explained earlier. V'alkein zoi sakedusha shebetfilo gavoya yoiser. And that's why the kadosh kadosh that's in Chazaras Hashatz is a much higher level. V'alkein, and that, this will also explain why, b'kiddusha shebeyotzer, ein oimrim yimloi Hashem loilom. In the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh that we're saying as part of the Birchas Kriyashma, we don't add that line, yimlo Hashem lo'olam l'kayach tzion. Rak b'kiddusha shebetfila, oimrim yimloi Hashem loilom l'kayach tzion dor v'dor. Why? Ki ikar hizgalus malchusa yisborach, lo'olam, l'dor v'dor, lo'netzach, because the main revelation of Hashem's kingdom and authority per eternally for all generations, he al yedei tfilas Yisrael. What makes that happen is the tfila of the Jewish people. That brings about the greatest kiddush Hashem, the greatest kiddush of Hashem, the greatest recognition of Hashem as we see throughout all the generations. Let's take the example of Paro in Egypt. Paro was not an idiot. Paro was not a dumbbell. The Arizal shows in his writings how Paro knew the names of Hashem. And Paro said, I just saw this recently, unbelievable. But Paro said, me Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, and he said, I'm here representing Hashem. And he used Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke. Paro said, hey man, there ain't, he looked him up, he Googled him, and he wasn't there yet. Hashyud Kevav, Paro said, sorry, buddy, you got it wrong. He's not here. He said, me Hashem asher eshma b'koiloi, me Yud Kevavke that I should listen to him. Because Yud Kevavke is not here right now. And if you look in other places, Paro says, Elohim. He mentions Elohim. Paroi knew that this was a time of Midas Adin, that Elikim was there, Yud Kei Vav. Paroi knew all kinds of stuff. He was very, very, that they had Egypt locked up. They didn't have the electronic surveillance shtuyot we have today. They didn't need it. They knew kishuf, they knew magic, they knew ways to better, higher security that nobody could escape, etc., etc. So this great, smart Paroi, until the miracles started happening, there was zero recognition of Hashem, ignoring Hashem, denying Hashem, etc., etc. Why? He saw the sun rise and set. He saw women give birth. He saw you put a seed in the ground and a tree grows. He saw all of these displays of the greatness Hashem. How come it didn't excite him? It didn't get him all steamed up about Hashem? It's only when Moshe Rabbeinu started modifying things, the water turned into blood, and the blood turned into all of that stuff. Suddenly we hear Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Hashem saying, Laman saper shmi b'chol horetz. You know why I'm doing this? They're going to know who I am. What do you mean, before they couldn't know who you are? Correct. Even though Teva, even though all the flow of Teva is a display of Rotzen of Hashem, but it's on a low fire. It's low pro. It's when Hashem is keeping low profile. It's Hastora, Hester Ponim in a sense. Hateva is Bigimatria Elikim, which is Tzimtzum, Midas Adin. When Hashem turns the coin around and he shows his other side, he shows Yud Kei Vav Kei. He shows Chesed and Rachmim, especially by listening to the Tfilois of Klal Yisrael. Ki Ato Shamea Tfilas Kol Pamach Yisrael Berachamim. And in our tefillah, we say, Pnei Elai V'choneinu. We ask Hashem, He'oras HaRotzoin, Yor Hashem Pono Ve'lecho. When that happens, you see, Oz Nivhalu Alufei Edoim Eleima, the whole world stood up and applauded. Hurrah, Hashem is alive and well. Everybody, they suddenly saw him and felt his presence. So this is why Rav Nosson Zal saying, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh that we say when we're repeating, we're telling over what the angels say, it's very nice, it's holy, it's special. But it doesn't compare to that Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh that we're going to get to in Chazoras HaShatz, which is part of the Shmoin Esrei, which is the climax of the Tefillah of Klal Yisrael, where there that Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is announcing Hashem's greatness as visualized when Hashem accepts the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, and He gives us the authority to change teva v'chulu, you know, etc., etc. Bechinas kodshei kodoshim, that's called kodshei kodoshim, as we said before. V'ze bechinas ma shemazkirin hashloisha avos betfila. Now you'll also understand why we start the Shmon Esrei with the words Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Kihein bechinas hazikenim shebigdusha. They are the main representatives of our holy elders. Remember, we discussed earlier several times, based on chapter 4 in the Likutei Moharan Tanina, about the good zikenim and the bad zikenim. The zikenim that are adding kedusha and das every single day, versus the zikenim that are in retirement. They're not adding anything positive to their lives every day, chas v'shalom, where the Meitzach HaNochash draws from them. So Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand that when we turn on the Shmon Esrei, this climactic tefillah, we start with mentioning the Zekenim Digdusha, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Shemekashrin Kol Horetzoinois L'Shoyresh HaRotzoin. And Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in Likutei Moharan that the holy Zekenim are the ones who have the ability to take all the regular Ritzoinois and plug them into the Shoyresh HaRotzoin, to the highest level of Ratzoin. Ki Kol Ho'ovois Nikroim Zekenim, because we know that our forefathers are referred to as Zekenim in the Torah. K'mo Shekosuv, as it says in chapter 24 in Chumash Bereishis, Vi Avraham Zokein, Bo Bayomim, V'chein BeYitzchok V'Yaakov, Kimavura BeMedrash, UBeYuma Dav Chof Ches. The Gemara shows also other places where we see by Yitzchok Avinu and Yaakov Avinu that the term Zokin, by Yaakov it says Ve'enei Yisroel Kovdu Mi Zoken, again referred to as Zokin, and by Yitzchok Avinu also, the that vayhi ki zoken Yitzchok vatechenu enov meirois. V'alkein heim gimel avos. Now you know why our founding fathers are specifically three. Gimel zekenim kedoshim, these three holy elders, sheklulim mikol hazekenim dikdusha, who are representative of all the holy elders, keneged gimel regolim, corresponding to the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, shemegalin horotzim, which are the ultimate times of the year which display the rotzim of Hashem through the awesome miracles that took place on each one of those three holidays. Bebechinas mikro koidish kanal, ki horigolim heim bechinas gimel ovois kamuva, because the three holidays correspond to the three ovois, as is brought in Sforim. Pesach, we have a few days to Pesach, where we're getting close. Pesach, we begin the Haggadah with the words, kol dichven yeseh v'yechel. Whoever wants, come in. My house is wide open. Everyone that wants is welcome. That's Avram Avinu. That's Avram Avinu's M.O., right? The Hachnosis Orchim. Shavuos, Matan Torah, the shofar, the sound of the shofar, which corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, who was replaced on the Akedah by the aisle, by the ram, with the shofar. Sukkos, there's a pasuk in the Chumash that says, Ve'yakov nosa sukkosa. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos, and he came to Sukkos, Vayivim Oibayis, mentioned a few times. So the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus show the connection between each one of these holidays and the Avos HaKadoshim. The holidays are times of Ratzon. The Tzadikim are the people who generate the Ratzon through their tefillah. Okay, with this we conclude another phase of this halacha, and now we're going into one of the final phases. This is one of the most extraordinary pieces in Likutei Halachos. The next few pages that we're going to have, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the topic of Bolok and Bilam. Paragraph Ayin Beis. V'zeh bechinas maise Bolok u'Bilam. Everything we've been discussing so far in these last 30, 40 pages of this halacha is all tied into the story of Bolok and Bilam. Ki Bolok u'Bilam heim bechinas chayois rois hanal. Because Bolok and Bilam are examples of what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina, where he says that one of the examples of the enemies of the Jewish people are these wild animals. That's what he calls them, chayos rois, who tear and trample like lions, tigers, those kind of wild animals who tear up, chas v'shalom, the Jewish people spiritually. Umeitzach hanocha shanal. The Bolok and Bilam represent the Chayos Rois and the Meitzach HaNochosh, the original snake. Sheroitzim lehizgaber b'chol pam keneged Yisroel Am Kodosh, who are always trying to destroy the holy Jewish people. Al Sheheim Chazokim be'emuna sarotzoin. Why do they want to destroy us? Because they can't stand our faith. Our faith in the Ratzon of Hashem. V'yenikosam, and these klipos, Bolok and Bilam, these Chayos Rois and Meitzach HaNochosh, where do they draw their strength from? Mizikne hador she'ein bohem shleimus. From those elders of the generation, important people in the Jewish people who are older, and because of their age, they think they don't have to do anything anymore. They think they can relax and do nothing, or do minimal, or do little. Shaydei elu hazikenim she'ein bohem shleimus, bo'u kol hakilkulim v'chol hapigomim shepogmu Yisrael b'shmo Yisborach al yidei ho'eser nisyoinois shenisu oise b'amidbor u'kamuvo le'el k'tzas mizeh. Rav Nosson Zal says that all the trouble, all the problems that the Jewish people had throughout the 40 years in the desert and everything was all because of these elders that don't have shleimus, that are not adding das and kedusha every day of their lives. They caused all the mess and all the problems via the 10 tests that the Jews tested Hashem when they were in the desert. complaining about this and complaining about that, etc. Kibolok hu bechinas hachayos rois hadorsim v'torfim. Bolok represents the first enemy, these wild animals who tear. Shehem chachme hateva. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moharan, this refers to those people who believe in Teva and deny Hashem. They do not believe in Hashem at all. They believe only in nature sciences, taking Hashem totally out of the picture, chas v'shalom. Ubilam, whereas Bilam, hu bechinas shoyresh chochmas hateva, he is the source from which the chachmei hateva draw their evil, draw their energy. Bechinas meitzach hanochosh biatzmoi. He is an example of this meitzach hanochosh. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this very, very clearly. Kimavur sham besoif hatoyranal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there at the end of chapter 4 in Likutei Moharan Tanina, she meitzach hanochosh hu bechinas rosho yorei. Rabbeinu Zal says this terminology, Meitzach HaNochosh, that's used in the Zohar HaKodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah, another term for it is a frum rasha, a fruma rasha. V'omaroz b'loshna ashkenaz b'zeh aloshna. And Rabbeinu Zal said these actual words, azoy via fruma rasha. What do we mean by a frum rasha? Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain. Umi shemistakel al ha'holchim bedarkei ha'mechakrim bizmanu halolu, Rav Nosson Zal says a person who will analyze those people who have dropped their faith in Hashem, they've dropped their faith in tzaddikim, but rather they've assimilated. They've assimilated with the non-Jews. They're studying secular wisdom and knowledge especially and following and science. They've replaced Hashem and religion with science. Sherubam kikulam heim poirke oil hatoira vamitzvah skamafursim. Most of those guys ended up dropping Yiddishkeit, dropping Shabbos, dropping Kashrus. He's talking about the beginnings of the Reform movement that was going on at that in its earliest stages during Rav Nosson Zal's life. Aval gam bohem yesh lemare inayim kemoi shnei minim. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll study carefully, you'll see that even in their camp of the Reform or these secularist people who don't believe in Hashem, don't believe in tzaddikim, don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and they follow their thing is science and secular wisdoms and assimilating, you'll see that there are two types by them. Ki yesh harbe apikursim shoholchem bederach zeh. Because there are many apikursim, people again who lost their faith in Hashem and tzaddikim, who follow that kind of path that we're discussing here, but v'hakol royim shehem perkeil. But everybody sees that they've dropped their Yiddishkeit. They're not keeping Shabbos anymore. They're shaving with a razor. You know, they're going. They're eating treif, going into treif places to eat. They're mingling, they are assimilating with non-Jewish girls and women. They're going to their theaters and their circuses. They've accepted, they've replaced their Yiddishkeit with secular culture. They no longer keep Shabbos and Yontif. V'afal pikein. And despite that, they still say they're Jewish. They're still calling themselves Jews. Divrehem hem rak sheoimrim shemroitzim lahadrich es Yisrael bederech ho'emes. Their motto and their books, their ideology is truth. They stand for truth. They want to lead the Jewish people in the path of truth, not this antiquated, prehistoric, dinosaur stuff of the rabbis of the Gemara and the Chumash, that nonsense, that shtuyot. They're into truth, you know, they're also defending the truth, and they want a proper, good, healthy living. V'dibur emes, enoi zoz mipiem. They don't stop using the word truth and reality. Again, they call their reality check. The religious people are living an unreal type of life, a fake, phony, idiotic, prehistoric, you know, wrong type of life. Whereas they are the ones who are getting real, being part of society, being part of the New Age, you know, et cetera, et cetera, the Renaissance and all of that. V'ho'emes shalohem rav ma'oid ma'oid. And they have a lot of emes. She'oimrim b'chol pam, they're always saying, she'chafetzim rak be'emes. They only want the truth. They only want what's right. Ki yodua l'chol hamabit k'tzas b'sifreihem u'b'korcheyem aroim. As is known to anybody who has looked into their books, you know, their Shehemefitzim Ato B'Yisrael, which they're trying to bring into the Jewish people now, into Jewish education. They were trying to force, this was in Russia and Europe, they were trying to force, use the government muscle to force the Chadorim, the Jewish schools, to bring secular wisdom into those schools, you know, and heavy duty secular, to try to push out Torah Shebal Peh, to try to push out Chas V'Shalom faith in Hashem and Tzadikim. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, Shoimer Amo Yisroel Oad, Yishmarenu Ve'zarenu Mehem. The Hashem who is always watching over the Jewish people should protect us and our children from their harmful influences. Aval Im Lo Yehoya Ele Eilu Levad, however, Rav Nosson Zal says, if there was only this group, then we would still be able to break their teeth, meaning to let them have it, and be able to show everybody their falseness and how they're off. They're off the mark. Avol, however, there's a bigger problem. Gam nimtzoim ma'at b'neihem, there is a small minority among them, shehem bebechinas meitzach hanochosh, who are a much worse klipa, a much worse form of tumah. They are meitzach hanochosh, a very high level of sitra achra, shoyresh chochma sateva. They are the roots, the source from which the chochma sateva draw their spiritual energy. Shehem pikchim lohora yoiser. They're smarter a little. They're more shrewd and devious in their evil. Shemarim atzmam kiksherim. They present themselves like ascetics, like religious people. They're not tefka. They're not just eating in any garbage restaurant, you know, pork and Italian salami. You know, no. They're also religious. They're also ascetics. They lead a greater than thou type of life. Shemarim atzmam kiksherim uki'ilu einam chafetzim betoyavoy soroy shel talmideim. They act differently, like they're above the common class people who are assimilating. They are professors, they're much higher level people, and they don't engage in the frivolousness and the foolishness of these the lower level guys. Afal pi shebe'emes, even though they're really the ones responsible for that whole movement. They're the ones who started the whole thing and who are feeding the whole thing because they are the educators. They're the ones who are feeding the public all of this secular stuff, all about science, and again, denial of Hashem, denial of Torah. They're the ones who are injecting and introducing all of this philosophy and all of these wrong ideologies, which are the opposite of the true path of Torah. And they present themselves, when you hear these guys speak, you would think he were a rabbi. You know, he's talking eloquently and softly, not like a garbage cleaner. You know, he's talking like a real learned, intelligent person. V'chol divrei, and as if, again, all about truth. All about truth and reality. V'chol divreihem boitim kimat kero ischerev. And all of their words are like spikes, like nails in the hearts of Jewish people and in the Yiddish guide. Because many of these people who study Torah, they twist the Torah, misinterpret the Torah to twist it out of the realm of halacha, ומהפכים דברי אלוקים חיים לסבורס בדויוס ומזיופוי שלהם. And they twist the words of Hashem, the words of the Torah, to correspond to their ideology. To be able to show that the Torah says that not eating pork was only because of these and these things that applied, you know, 1,000 years ago. But of course it has nothing to do with today's times. I mentioned not long ago, I have to repeat this, Shem should help, that this person who made this statement, as only Hashem would have it, was zeicher to have a grandson who was chozer b'tshuva, despite the fact that his grandfather put him through one of the most outstanding universities, Notre Dame University. I think it was the only Orthodox observant Jew possibly in the entire university. Despite that, he found Hashem, became religious, kept his Yiddishkeit over there, came to Eretz Yisrael to learn in a yeshiva for a couple of years, and recently got engaged and is going to be married shortly. Ba'atzlacha. Doniel ben Esther, friend of ours. So his grandfather, who's one of the most highest level doctors in the United States of America, he's the one who introduced ultrasound, if I'm not mistaken, and wrote books on it and everything, and then, as usual, had it taken from him, etc., and other people, you know, capitalized on it, etc. But I was once in this guy's mansion in Florida. He's got a house that's a little bit larger than the 2-3 block area around here. He's got a little river as part of the house, and huge, like you have in museums, these images of Incas and things like that, you know, 8 feet tall outside in the golf course and everything. And this doctor, we were once talking on the phone, and he was telling me how terrible he feels about his grandson, whom he helped get through university and got a degree in electrical engineering from Notre Dame University. And he had hopes for him to be a human being, to live, to work and eat and sleep, and sleep and work and eat and work and eat and sleep, not to be one of those. And instead, this nut went to Israel and learning Gemara and stuff like that. And the grandfather wanted to give me an example of how off track his grandson could be misled in the study of Gemara. He gave an example. The grandfather has some knowledge of Torah, and he heard about the ketores that was used in the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash, that they had ketores. And he said again, his grandson probably doesn't even know that the reason why they had to have ketores in the Beis HaMikdash was because in those days the people didn't use deodorant. There was no deodorant, so in a holy place, if you didn't want the place to stink and it was going to be a lot of people there, a large assemblage, of course they had to have the incense and the this. But now, you know, that's a couple of thousand years ago. We're in a different world today. We're in a world of electrical engineer, you know, reality check. Ad kedei kach, that's how far things can go, that this supposedly intelligent person could think that he understands. Again, he's interpreting, he's reading the Chumash, and he knows exactly what it's all about. Not like those rabbis in the Gemara, who knows what they say about the Ketores and the Arizal, and they got it all wrong because they never visited arid extra dry or these other, you know. Kiyodua kol ze lebekiyim bohem ktsas. As all of this is known to those who are knowledgeable a little in their ideology, in their books, and in their ways. These two categories that he presented here, these two levels of assimilation, the Chayis Rois, and then the Meitzach HaNochosh. The Elu HaKoifrim, and these deniers of Hashem, these non-believers, the leaders, the ones who are Meitzach HaNochosh, Heim Bechinas Meitzach HaNal, they are the Meitzach, they're the source, the roots. Ube'emes, and Rav Nosson Zal says, now if you want to get real, if you want to really tell the truth, heim gam heim, kvar timu esatzman, bechol hatoyevo isrois. Don't think they're so religious. You see these guys with the three-piece suits and with their noses up in the air, and you think that this guy's an intelligent person, wait till you find out what he does behind closed doors. With znus and all kinds of garbage, low-level garbage. Ki rubom hoyu bachurim ad shloishim varboim shana. Because if you research their background, most of their educators didn't get married, either aren't married or didn't get married till they're 30, 40 years old. Va'asu mashasu, and they did what they did during those years. Rak shehem tzvuim. It's just that they're phony, they're fake. They're phonies, they make believe as if they are ascetics. They're above all of that nonsense. They don't read dirty magazines, again, in public. They don't show that they're involved in that kind of low-life type of garbage. V'histiru toyevo shalehem. They hide and they hid their ugliness. You know, their taivas roes. V'zeh b'chinas bolok u'bilam. And this is what the Torah presents us as these two categories, bolok and bilam. Ki bolok dorshu rabbi senuzal shebo lokuk domon shel Yisrael. The Gemara says, why was he called bolok? Bolok. He came to lick the blood of the Jews. Ze bechinas chayos rois hadorsim v'torfim. That's like the lions and tigers and bears who tear people apart, tear flesh apart and lick the blood. V'torfim sheboim lidrois v'litroif v'lishpoich dam. They're coming to spill blood. Shezeo b'chinas ha-meisisim v'meidichim anal. This represents those people, those seducers, those people, again, who draw people away from Hashem, away from faith in Hashem and the Torah. Shehoilchim, again, this was the people who initiated the reform, that type of ideology. Shehoilchim bedarkei toyev aisehem b'niuf uv'chol ataiv esroes. They follow all of their disgusting things. They engage in all the taivois rois and midois rois. V'afal piken oimrim divreim v'chochmoiseim horoim. And despite that, they're preaching. They're the ones who are writing, you know, who are discussing how antiquated religion is and how, you know, v'chulu v'chulu. V'afal piken oimrim divreim v'chochmoiseim horoim. U'moichichem leilech b'darcheim. And they're trying to convince the Jews to follow them, to leave all of their old Yiddishkeit, and to come to their new path. V'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact, shekol hataivois, that all of the unnecessary pleasures of this world, all the taivois rois of this world, bifrat taivo haklolis, especially the wrong type of desire for women, bo al yedei achira sadamim, is caused by a spoilage in the blood. When a person messes up his blood spiritually, Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in Likutei Moran, about a person, we know that the blood circulates throughout the body, and a Jew has to try to see to it that every drop of blood in his body is being used to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Now, it's that every minute of the day, when the blood is here and there, as the blood is traveling circularly, he's doing mitzvahs with his hands and his feet and his eyes and with every part of him, every part of his chiyus. And chas v'shalom, if not, if a person's committing sins, he's defiling his blood. He's messing up the blood. Rahman, lahavdil, doctors, when they want to know what a person's status is in life, what do? Blood test right away. That tells a lot about, that tells what kind of junk the person has been eating, drinking, smoking, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Or lahavdil, if the person's been living a kosher life, living like a mensch, you know, and healthy, et cetera, et cetera. So baruchni is also, the good and bad is displayed in how healthy, religiously healthy, or impure, how much a person has defiled the blood. This achira sadamim, it's called. V'alkein hein b'chinas bolok. And therefore, that group is referred to by the title bolok, Shebo lokuk domum shel Yisrael, who is coming to lick the blood of the Jewish people, lahashchiz demeim chasham, meaning to destroy, to tear the Jews to shreds, to spill their religious blood, to give them dialysis, to replace all the religious blood, you know, with chas v'shalom, the opposite feelings. We know the Torah says, ki adam hu hanefesh, the life of the person, the spiritual life of a person is the dam. How? Al yedei ribui toyavoseim, through all of their disgusting desire, the things that they're promoting. Umalbishim atzmon b'chochmoy shel hevel lilmoy b'darcheim. And they cloak themselves as if they're the educated guys. They're not going to yeshivas. They're going to universities. They're studying the real knowledge. V'kasher hoichiach soifom al tchilasom, Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see, this bullock, this highly educated bullock guy, and again, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Bullock and Bilam knew Kishuv, they knew all kinds of secular knowledge, and they even knew knowledge of Torah, certain names of Hashem and everything, by which they were able to do terrible, terrible things. So, but again, let's get to the bottom line. What was the end? What was the end of their program? As we saw at the end, Shehifkir Benoisov Liznus. Bullock was happy to send his own daughter. The princes of Midian and Moav were happy to send their own daughters out to engage in adultery and seduction and znus with the Jewish men, bishvil lahatos es Yisrael, in order to get the Jews to stray from Hashem, stray from religion. These great intellectuals, ki bolok hoya melech, we know the Torah tells us Bolok was a melech, a king. V'chol hamalochim de sitrachro heim bechinas chayos rois, and all of the kings of the other side, we find in Tanakh that they are represented by wild animals, Kimavura, Bedoniel, Uzacharia, as we find in the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, which Daniel interpreted for him, or Zacharia Navi. We find throughout the Navi that the representation of those kings is the image of wild animals. A bear, the different animals. Nimtza. Shebolok hu bechinas hachayos rois. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is again proving and reiterating that Bolok represents those wild animals. Who are the wild animals? Chachmei ateva, hadorsim v'toyofim rabim ibnei amenu, who tear to shreds many of the Jewish people. We find that thousands of families, Jewish families, went that way. The reform movement started and picked up speed and more speed and more speed, to the point where in the early 1900s in America, they were the majority, a major majority. And again, they had their temples that cost $5 million, $10 million. They had money, they had power, they had the connections to the government. There are some of them who were the ones who encouraged Roosevelt, Yemach Shemoy, not to bomb, to ignore the 400 Orthodox rabbis that wanted to meet him, to beg him to bomb the train lines going to Auschwitz, to save some of those guys with the beards and the payas, the guys who eat kosher. And there's a lot of documentation that there were assimilated Jews in America at the time who thought that the Jewish people would be better off without those Jews. If we lose a couple of million of guys with the beards who don't shower three times a day, and who don't use the deodorant, the Torah, we'll be better off. It'll be a better Jewish nation without them. Chas v'shalom. Avol kol koyach Bolok, whom he bilam harosha. However, where does Bolok draw his energy from? Who's his source? From Bilam harosha, shubachinas shoyresh chochmas ateva. He is the source, the roots of Chochmei HaTeva, Bechinas Meitzach Hanoch HaShenal, Shehu Bechinas Rosh HaYorei. He is what Rabbeinu Zal referred to over there as Afrum Rosh. Sheheres Atzmoy Ketzadik Ukeporush. He portrayed himself like a tzaddik, like an ascetic. V'loy Rodof Achar Zoynos. He wasn't into girls. Ube'emes Hoyomiyus Ta'avoysov Yoyser Mikulam. But in reality, he was worse than all of them. Ki bitzina, because behind closed doors, also maise ishus imasoinai. He engaged in bestiality with his donkey. K'moy shomer azal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf kufei al posuk hahaskein hiskanti, that when Bilam said to his donkey, "Did I ever let you down? We were always so close. How come you're rebelling against me?" V'chein nimtzoim gam ato rishoim kole, and Rav Nosson Zal says that today also there are rishoim like Bilam, beroshei hakitois shelohem, who are on top of the pyramid, the leaders of those groups. Uberubam noida acharkach lakoil darkeim umaseim horoim, and in most cases, eventually people find out some of the terrible, disgusting things that these guys engaged in. These guys who wrote books, these guys who were looked upon as thinkers, deep thinkers and Renaissance, and they're going to lead the world into the new age, into the 20th century, into the 30th century. כל דרכי המעשים הרואים, וכניקור מתוך ספריהם ודרסיהם הרואים. And as one can see in their books and in their ideologies, שהם חויתרים לסתור חס ושלום כל דרכי התורה ואמונה הקדושה. That their mission, their real goal is to undermine and replace the Torah, the derech ha-Torah, the emun en Hashem, emun ha-Sadikim, etc., etc. The kol zeh hu b'chinas bilam. This is all the concept of bilam. Shehu b'chinas meitzach hanocha, shoyrish chochmas ha-teva, she'enoi mare u'megale rishoy sev l'chutz. He doesn't show his ugliness, his gashmias on the outside. On the outside, he seems to be an ascetic. Rak hu meisis u'mefate u'madiach, but rather he seduces and convinces with his evil ideologies, ki'ilu kavanosa el hemes, as if he is fighting for truth. V'hu klipa chazoka kol kach, he is so powerful, a klipa, at shekoshe ma'oid ma'oid listor de'oisav u'svaroisav ha'mezuyofois, to the point where it's extremely difficult to disprove and to eliminate some of his logic, some of his ideologies and things that he presents. Why should it be so difficult? Ki kol ma shemegalin niflois venoirois batoira bechochmois amitiois ubesichlios dakim venifloim bacharifa sibikius. Because the more and more that the tzadikim reveal the beauty and the awesomeness of our Torah, and its depth, and you know the incredible seichel that's in it, the hisgalus nistorois nizgovois, and the revelation of secrets, you know, mysticism and Kabbalah, she'iefsher b'shum seichel enoishi lahasigon, which any normal intelligent person will look at the sforum of our Torah and say, there's no way in the world that this is man-made. There's no way in the world that somebody sat down with a calculator or computer and figured out this, you know, the knowledge of our Torah, Shebenigla and Shebenistar. Because it is impossible, especially the revelation of the Nistoros, the secrets of Torah, which it's impossible for a human being to attain that knowledge, Kiim Alidei Shefa Elokai, other than through divine inspiration, other than Hashem opening up doors for that person that regular people don't have access to at all. Al kulam, and against all of that, hu choyter lister velichvor bakoil. Bilam and his type dig and try to do everything they can to undermine every facet of the Torah, the Gemara, the Halacha, the Kabbalah, every part of it. Bechol bedarkei svaroisov hamezuyofois, using his false, wrong kind of logics. V'alkein nikra Bilam, and this is one of the reasons why, out of all the names to give him, he was named Bilam sheroitza livloya, because he wants to swallow. Bilam is miloshin livloya. He wants to swallow ulahalim ulahastra koyom, and cover up and hide the greatness of the Torah, the greatness of the tzaddikim, the greatness of Hashem, the real truth. And this is why it's written in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, in chapter 36 in Likut Imran, Shebilam hu beklipa keneged kol ha-Torah shnitn al yemosh Rabbeinu, that Bilam represents the force of the Sitrachra that is equal and opposite, chas v'shalom, to the Torah. He is the opposition of the entire Torah. Ki habeiz, the beiz of Bilam, keneged habeiz de Bereishis, corresponds to the opening letter of the Torah, shehu hascholas ha-Torah, v'halamed, the lamed of Bilam, keneged soif ha-Torah, corresponds to the last letter of the Torah, the lamed, shemesayemes b'lamed, of the word Yisrael, v'ho'ayin, the ayin of Bilam, keneged ayin ponim shel Torah, shows that he was used all his power to oppose all 70 interpretations of the Torah. V'hamem keneged mem yoyim shenitna b'hem Torah. And the mem corresponds to the 40 days in which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah Shebaal Peh, etc. K'mo shekosuv ba'Torah ba'korav olai mereim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 36 in the first half of Likut Imran. Hainu. This means Shehi Klipa Temeya Kol Kach, that Bilam represents such a evil impurity, Sheroitze Lahastir Ulahalim Niflois Noirois Venizgovois Kwela, who wants to hide and cover up the awesome wonders of our religion, of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, Shemavuarim Beizgalia Ubeiskasya Becholat Torah Kula, which are displayed and shown both in revealed form and in hidden form throughout our entire Torah. Min Beis the Bereishis Ad Lamed Shelini Kol Yisrael. From beginning to end, Asher Kol Roya, where any person who looks carefully and honestly at the Torah, Yishtoimim, will be amazed, V'yamoid Marid, and he'll stand trembling in awe of how great the Torah is. Ki hakoil royim umevinim. Again, any normal, intelligent person who will look honestly at the Torah will see and understand. Kol mi sheyesh lo moach bekodkodo. Any person who's got a brain in his skull, she'i efsher legalois Torah kedoshe v'nairoa kazois, that it would be impossible for any human beings to reveal such a holy, awesome Torah like what we have, kiyim min hashamayim. This could only have been made in heaven, al yidei nevuas ponim beponim, and could only have been transmitted through the prophecy which Moshe Rabbeinu received directly from Hashem face to face, shehu Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubifrat, especially, kol hasoidois ho'atzumois vanizgovois, when we talk about the secrets of Torah, the branch of Soid, the incredible, awesome secrets, Shekvar Hischilu Legalois Hatanoim Vatzadikim Hakadmoinim, which the Tanoim like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and the other Tzadikim, the Ariz on them, have started to reveal, Asher Tismar Saroi Soodom. Rabbi Nelson Zal says, your hair stands up on your head when you're learning their words to see how deep and how awesome it is. Veroyim ayin ba'ayin, and any person that studies it can see very clearly, ki ruach Hashem diber bom, that the spirit of Hashem was speaking in these tzadikim, ki efsher legalois kazois besechel enoishi b'shum oifen. It is impossible, totally impossible, using human intellect to reveal the kind of knowledge that the Arizal and these other tzadikim have revealed in the Zohar Kodesh, in the writings of the Arizal and the other Mekubolim. V'chol ho'ayin ponim shehischilu legalois ma'at demat mehem, and all the 70 different faces of the Torah, the 70 different which have started being revealed to us a little bit. V'chol ma sheyoga Moshe Rabbeinu b'mem yomim gimel ponim, and the incredible struggle that Moshe Rabbeinu had for 3 times 40 days, lechem lo yochal umayim lo shosa, where he went above human needs. He didn't eat or drink for each one of those 40-day periods. Sheloi nishma me'olam sheyeh nimtze ish kozeh bekidusha kozois, when was there ever such a person with such a level of holiness, shelo yoichal v'lo yishta arboim yoim retzufim, who could not eat or drink for 40 days straight. V'chol hanoirois v'atzumois v'ele, and all the awesome wonders, v'ho'oisois v'hamoifsim v'chol amoira godel ashrosa Moshe, hakol kasher hakol, all of this, heim roitzim lahastir lahalim. These secularists, these philosophers, these assimilationists, are trying to cover all of that up, to whitewash all of that. Veloimar shehakol merames al divrei chochmoy seyavonim. And they're writing new commentaries on the Torah. They are replacing Rashi HaKodesh and the other tzaddikim with new commentaries that are based on the chochmoy of the Greeks, Greek philosophy and Greek ideology. Aristo v'chaverov yemach shemom. Rav Nelson Zal here is addressing again people in the Jewish community who many of them unfortunately got sucked in a little to assimilation and got sucked into secular knowledge to the point where they actually went ahead and interpreted things in the Torah that deal with miracles and things like that. They interpret it. They try to reinterpret it, that it doesn't really mean that. It only means other things. We know that one of the famous places where this is addressed in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, I believe it's Simon Kufayin Tes, or Kufayin Ches, one of those, Hilchas Mo'ineinu Mechashev. There's a chapter in Shulchan Aruch that deals with magic and deals with amulets, kameyas, and lechoshim on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do it or not? And the Mechaber quotes the opinion of the Rambam, who said that we know that even though we know that these things, there's no truth, they don't really help at all, amulets and things like that, and all of it is psychosomatic, the stuff about the shadim and this, that. This is what the Rambam comments on that issue. And the Vilna Goyim, the Bir Agro over there in Shulchan Aruch, takes off the gloves and says, whatever the Rambam has said on any of these topics is to be discounted and ignored totally. Because unfortunately, his delving into philosophy misled him in these areas specifically and caused him to try to reinterpret, to try to interpret some of these things with all kinds of other, as if it doesn't really mean that, it means other things. Whereas the Vilna Gaon says, and he gives maybe 10, 15 examples throughout Shas and throughout the Gemara, showing that we see in many places in the Gemara and in the Zohar Kodesh all over, about Shadim, about Malachim, about all names of Hashem, all of these things. So he says, therefore, we discount completely anything that he or others like him said on these topics. And we know that there is depth to it. There is an incredible depth to this. It isn't all necessarily exactly just to be taken on a literal level, but not the depth of the philosophers, but rather the depth of the Chachmei Ho'emes, he writes there, the Mekubolim. They are the ones who had the authority to interpret these things correctly. You know, to know how to, this is something that we could never dare, Chas V'Shalom, to say. And those that study Gemara and Halacha know that when an Achroin speaks about a Rishon, he speaks about him in much, much more glorifying terms than we could ever speak about Hashem. If you look in the Sforim of the Achroinim, where they discuss the words of the earlier rabbis, the Rishonim, when they quote, when they question something that a Rishon says, they first write like 10 lines of titles glorifying this tzaddik, and I don't come to the dirt between his toes, and then that's how they describe the Rishon first, and then they say, but after saying all that, after saying the incredible respect that I have, and I'm nothing, shib, and nothing compared to him, I simply want to say that I don't understand, not that he'd made a mistake, I don't understand something he said about this and this particular topic. That's how the Achroin will write about the words of the Rishon. This is one of the very, very rare exceptions where the Vilna Goyin, who was an Achroin, who lived in the 1700s, is speaking about the Rambam, who was one of the early Rishonim, you know, one of the great, great giants, and says that in these areas, he doesn't say the Rambam is out, because most of our Shulchan Aruch is built on the Rambam. And the Rambam wrote thousands and thousands of pages of Yad HaChazaka that we do learn, that the Beis Yosef, the other great tzaddikim, built there. However, when it comes to these topics, and Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in Chayim Oran also, specific chapters in the Rambam, Hilchas Deos, Hilchas certain things, there, the majority of the leading rabbis during his time, the majority of the Rishonim, disagreed with him and spoke fire against those kind of interpretations. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal and many, many other tzaddikim say that when one is learning Chumash or Tanakh, for example, we avoid certain commentaries, even some famous ones, Ibn Ezra, that are quoted by many, many tzaddikim, and yet Rabbeinu Zal and not just Rabbeinu, many of the tzaddikim said, stay away, because unfortunately, in many cases, not in all cases, in many cases, they interpret some of the things in the Torah following Aristotle, Aristotelian type of of theories, etc., etc. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal said, for us, we should stick to Rashi HaKodesh, stick to the standard Or HaChaim HaKodesh, Ramban, the commentaries that are accepted by all university, including the great Sadiqim and Hasidim. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas Bilam, this is all Bilam, shu keneged ha-Torah b'chol b'chinas zeho, who opposes the Torah in all of its facets. Ki hu b'chinas meitzach hanocha, shorish chochmas ha-teva. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a piece here in brackets, at shezeh somuch gilu nivloisam le'ein koil. Rav Nosson Zal says, recently we've seen these guys reveal their ugliness to everybody. Umadfisim bekorcheim haroim, they write in their garbage sfarim, shekoifrim legamri b'chol divrei azoyar hakodesh, that they deny, they reject totally the Zohar HaKadosh uvechol darkei HaKabbalah, and the whole branch of Judaism of Kabbalah, they discount that totally. Umachtzifin peneim, and they have the chutzpah, the audacity to say, voimim, that they say, shekol sefer HaZohar HaKadosh vatikunim lo yotza mipi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaverov. It's not even from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a fake. It's not really from v'hidfisu eze kareach al zeh. And Rabbi Nosson says they published a pamphlet about this trying to prove that the Zohar HaKadosh was not really authored by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students. Asher kol bardas, Rabbi Nosson Zal says again, where any intelligent person, maven, will understand, shedivrei hazoyer HaKadosh vatikunim, eifsher lehizgalois, kiyim al pi ruach HaKadosh govoya v'noyer moed. If you study the Zohar HaKadosh, you sit down and spend a couple of hundred hours and study a couple of hundred pages of the Zohar HaKadosh and Tikkuni Zohar, you will definitely come to the conclusion that this could never have been revealed by human intellect. Kiyim al pi ruach hakodesh govoya v'noira moed. The only way this kind of information, this kind of knowledge could have been brought is only through an incredible spirit of ruach hakodesh, shehoifia al tzadik kodesh kemoisoi, which was shined down upon a tzaddik of the caliber of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, Shehu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Ubnoi, Sheyoshfu Yud Gimel Shana Bemara, who spent 13 years in a cave, totally, talk about asceticism, cut off from civilization, 13 years, day and night, only in Torah, no physical pleasure whatsoever, no food, no drink, no nothing, you know, the living off charuvim and water. V'chein kisvei ho'arizal, and the same thing is true regarding the writings of the Arizal, k'may shekosov b'hagdoma so eitz chayim, as Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes in the introduction to the writings of the Arizal, shekol mi sheyistakel boi be'emes, that any person who will study these teachings honestly, yoid, will testify, that there's no way in the world, it is impossible for the greatest genius ever to reveal the kind of knowledge that's presented in the writings of the Arizal. Veheim roitzim lakor v'lister chas v'shalom binyonim nizgavim kela. And these guys, these assimilationists, these guys, these philosophers, they're trying to uproot and destroy these great structures. Loi tehei kazois bi Yisrael. That'll never happen, Rav Nosson Zal says. They will never succeed, chas v'shalom, in convincing all Jews of their terrible ideologies.